Let's get down to brass tacks. Hillary Clinton, there was some talk of whether or not she would give a full-throated endorsement to the Obama candidacy. Do you feel that she succeeded in that regard?
Well, there was a lot of anticipation about Hillary's speech last night, and when you use the words full-throated, I don't think anyone would deny that last night she was full-throated. She was really emotional. She was very, very ready for battle. She was punching the air. We could see that she would have been a strong candidate, and I think this was the night when women really wanted to come together and look forward to the future. So we turned the page last night. I sat with some women up in the nosebleed seats because I allowed my alternate to take my ticket, and we watched her from afar, and I was able to speak to other women who said that they clearly had been her supporters. They were so proud of her candidacy, but they were absolutely ready to turn the page, and her speech really helped them do that.
I was just going to ask you that. Do you think it was enough to win over those most diehard of her supporters who've been threatening to vote for John McCain or sit on their hands?
Every woman that I spoke to last night said, "We are Democrats first." And although they might have felt that it was really sad to see this candidacy fail at this point, they were really ready also to turn the page and move on. We are ready now to start working hard for Obama, and we're ready to hear him speak. So it's one of those speeches that's a prelude to what we're going to hear Thursday night. Mark Warner did a fabulous job. If you were at the convention, you would have seen us rocking when we listened to all these governors come forward and really get people ready to move forward. And so at the end of the night, after the wonderful keynote speech of Governor Warner, we were ready to hear Hillary Clinton, and we were ready to look at what she had done, and we were really, really ready to listen to her tell everyone that now is the time to move forward. I mean, she reminded us that this campaign of hers wasn't about her. It was about the work she does, and it's about all of us. And the only way that work goes forward is if we get behind Obama. No one wants this campaign to fail, and as Democrats, we're certainly ready to work for Obama, and I know she is too. You could tell that in her fire last night.
There's been a lot of anticipation about how the roll call vote will materialize tonight. Do you have any insights to share with us?
Well, that's really funny because there's so much talk about that, whether the roll call vote will even happen. I was actually petitioned by a Hillary supporter on the street who asked me if I would sign a petition so that the roll call vote would go forward, and I wasn't even aware that there was talk it might not go forward. So, you know, in Denver, there's all kinds of rumors all the time, and we don't really know what's going to happen with the roll call. It may be one of the most exciting moments tonight when it happens, but we'll find out. None of us know either.
I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks so much. See you later.